Tempe officials are expecting cleanup from yesterday's train derailment to go on for days, maybe weeks. An environmental assessment is underway after one of the train cars leaked a hazardous chemical, though not into the lake itself. Because of the ongoing hazard, Tempe Beach Park is closed and the city has canceled all boating classes and activities at the lake until further notice. Tempe streetcar construction closest to the bridge is also temporarily on hold.
Susan Tierney with Valley Metro says light rail and bus service around the area of Tempe Town Lake will not be available until the authorities give the go-ahead. However, there will be alternative busing options in the Tempe area to help riders make their connections. Tierney says commuters can find the latest information on Twitter at Valley Metro. At this time, Tierney cannot say when usual service will resume.
There must be some thorough inspections of the light rail bridge. And when that is complete and when we are given, you know, when the authorities give us the approval to go ahead and resume service on the bridge, then we will. We don't have a time frame on that.
Arizona was not even a state when construction of the bridge began in 1905. Anthony LaMana is with ASU's Del E. Webb School of Construction. He says that older bridges are inspected frequently.
You know, as bridges get older and degrade, deteriorate, have issues, they sometimes shorten the inspection window just to make sure everything's okay and not getting worse.
It's too soon to know if the train derailed first or the bridge collapsed first. In addition to 90 firefighters who responded to the fire, the FBI Phoenix office was at the scene should there be any suspicion of criminal activity. Luckily, there were no reported injuries, but a bicyclist says she's lucky to be alive after she narrowly avoided being struck. Camille Kimball says she was on the bike path directly under the bridge when she heard what she thought had to be a fighter plane from the local Air Force base.
If I had been under the bridge for one more second, all that fiery debris would have hit me. Mostly, I'm just feeling very lucky that the timing was just perfect, that I didn't get hurt.
And you can follow KJZZ on air and online for the latest in this developing story.